Making it through the rain. These are kind of like the spring showers, a little early, but everything's been a little early, including the tornado activity. And here's hoping and praying that's not a sign of things to come. Meanwhile, we have war underway. Call it whatever you want. But Peter Meyer, former congressman and Army veteran, is here to weigh in on the latest in Iran. Peter, it's always a pleasure. How do you think we're doing, based on your time as a congressman and what you've learned, and as an Army veteran in what you learned in that position? How are we doing?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on, Paul. And I will say one thing. When I was in the military, I also was in a unit that was supporting some planning for what, you know, what the Iranian response would be in just this type of a scenario. Now, granted, some of my understandings are maybe about a decade out of date, but this is an area where I've spent a significant amount of time. And where we are right now in terms of what we've been able to inflict and what has been inflicted upon us and our allies is, you know, what we've inflicted has been significantly more successful than I would have expected, you know, if we had this conversation trying to forecast out, you know, 2 weeks back. And then where, you know, what Iran has been able to do in terms of attacks, you know, it has certainly been more widespread than I would have expected. I'm surprised that they have launched ballistic missiles at countries that were allied with them and that had open and supportive relations. That to me has been a bit bewildering. But, you know, the fact that oil is still, you know, hovering, you know, at $90 a barrel, give or take, still 40% below the price that it had been, you know, in the immediate aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. You know, the fact that this has not ground the world economy to a start yet, and yet the Iranian military has been decimated. You know, I would strongly agree with the president's comments that this has been overwhelmingly successful from a military standpoint. Now, the biggest question is going to become, you know, what happens on the political and diplomatic front? You know, does the regime capitulate? Do, you know, it, does this fall into the decapitate and delegate strategy like Venezuela? And that is what is very difficult to predict at the moment.
Well, because we can't control what the institutional media will do, and we know they want to get rid of Trump and show him in the poorest light they possibly can. Otherwise, they would have put on the front page today everywhere, and all of three networks would have been talking about it, and none of them have, that oil prices plunged by more than 11% Tuesday, yesterday, the steepest percentage drop of any session since 2022. And that's amazing, because they just, when it was reverse of that, they couldn't, it went up 50 cents this week. It's never gone up 50 cents. Well, because it was never that low before where it had room to go up 50 cents. And by the way, it was still under what gas prices were when Joe Biden was president in 2022. So it's sad and it's astonishing that the average American person, if they just let the institutional media guide them, they're going to be misguided, sadly.
I could not agree more. Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, listen, if you want to agree with me, you can say it again. I love that. It's perfect. What did you say? I'm sorry, Peter, what did you say?
No, I was going to say, you're absolutely right. And one of the things that to me has been surprising is that whatever Donald Trump does, you know, whatever policies he's implementing, their approval is just going to be about the same as his approval. The approval rate for the war in Iran is the same as Donald Trump's approval rate writ large. The approval rate for the war in the I shouldn't even say war, the incredible operation to arrest, you know, Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela has the same approval rating in the U.S. as Donald Trump has. Now, if you ask the Venezuelans, that operation is polling 40 points higher in Venezuela. 73%, 74% of Venezuelans agree and support and now think the country's heading in the right direction. And in the U.S., it's 40 points lower for the folks who are not even impacted by it.
Unbelievable. And that's based on the way the whole thing is being played. It's based on night after night after night of the supposedly late night entertainment shows that are not entertaining anymore, who their whole monologue is to attack the president and give out, by the way, incorrect, faulty information. Shame on Jimmy Kimmel and the others. But meanwhile, I am worried when the president says if they hit ships in the Straits of Hormuz, then there's going to be hellfire like they've never seen before. Well, they've hit a few ships, and he's going to find himself in the Obama situation where you draw a red line and then you don't do anything when they cross the red line. He's got to do something now, and now he's moved that threat to if they mine the area. But, I mean, they're already hitting ships.
And we're already bombing just about everything we can bomb. I mean, we have, you know, launched a tremendous amount of munitions on Iran. You know, their military capability has been severely weakened, which doesn't mean that they don't pose a threat, doesn't mean that they can't send Shahed drones, doesn't mean there aren't plenty of other, you know, things that the Iranians can do to escalate and continue to inflict damage on the U.S. and on our allies. But this, I guess I'm not super worried about Donald Trump drawing red lines because, you know, while there's plenty of areas where I wish he was more ideologically consistent and or, you know, follow through on things that he said or was more clear, when you're dealing with a negotiation, when you're dealing with a scenario that you have to be able to rapidly adapt to the scenario that you are facing, to changes that are occurring on the ground, to other, you know, external factors and variables that are weighing in, it is really helpful to not have to, you know, feel beholden to things that you said before, and to be able to discard that when the moment arises in order to strike the best deal at the best moment, you know, for your national interests.
Peter Meyer with us.
Not super concerned.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That makes me feel better. Peter Meyer, former congressman, Army veteran here. Do you think that Iran miscalculated? Because, I mean, they're hundreds of years behind us in many ways. Did they miscalculate, and did they think by striking their what used to be friendly neighbors, it's going to anger the neighbors and that eventually that anger will be aimed at the United States for, quote unquote, causing this in the first place?
I think that was certainly their intent. And it may have been, you know, this is maybe a slightly generational reference, but a little bit of a Leroy Jenkins strategy. You know, you just become the wild card. You throw everything at the kitchen. You know, they throw the kitchen sink at the problem. You know, hope that if you don't see a way of controlling it, you might as well just make it more chaotic because you benefit from the chaos. And maybe something will rebound to your benefit. I do not think that's been the case so far. Yes, there's some frustrations in the Gulf over, you know, what this has inflicted to the economy of the region. But the Iranians have certainly done no favors to their relations with the Qataris, with the Omanis, with Azerbaijan. It's just insane, their approach. And if anything, it's helping to reorient, solidify opinions in the Middle East and to also validate a lot of the fears and a lot of the threat that the U.S. was alleging Iran posed. They have full cloth confirmed that through the recklessness of their actions and attacks on not just uninvolved countries, but also civilian infrastructure throughout the region in a very just astonishing way.
Well put, Peter. It's one of the reasons we call upon you. You've got strong and I think pretty good opinions on all of these things based on your experience as a former congressman and Army veteran and a guy who supported some of the planning of the Iranian response many years ago. Peter Meyer, we thank you for your expertise and for joining us again. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Paul.
Our pleasure indeed. Paul W. Smith in Focus at WJR at 1243.